I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is November 2nd, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today, an article from the Manila Times by Rigoberto Tigleo, entitled, Hell is Still for Gay Sex, Catholic Dogma Says. It begins, gays shouldn't just yet celebrate that homosexuality is okay, now for Pope Francis, based on his much-publicized comments in a recent press conference on board the airline Al Italia at 30,000 feet, that is, on the way home from Brazil. Beto, where the church is concerned, no one should celebrate anything, ever. Except the demise of the church, of course. He continues, here is the papal quotes that sent gays to paroxysms of ecstasy and dogmatic Catholics to a convulsion of disbelief. Quote, who am I to judge a gay person of goodwill who seeks the Lord? You can't marginalize these people. The tendency to homosexuality is not the problem. Gays are our brothers. End quote. Beto, they say Benedict was the first pope to resign on his own since 1294. The last pope to be removed was in 1415. Based on Pope Francis's first few months in office, I believe that Benedict was removed in favor of someone who could save the church before it was too late. He wrote, while the remarks certainly made Pope Francis appear to be the most liberal vicar of Christ ever, it would seem merely a clever PR move. In a CBS This Morning episode, New York Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan clarified, homosexuality is not a sin, right? Homosexual acts are. Beto asked Dolan how one can be homosexual without committing homosexual acts. He said Pope Francis actually didn't veer an inch from official Catholic dogma. If you check out the official catechism of the Catholic Church, the compendium of the church doctrines promulgated by Pope John Paul II. The catechism's paragraph 2357 says, homosexuality has taken a great variety of forms through the centuries, and in different cultures. Its psychological genesis remains largely unexplained. If it cannot be explained, then the Pope was certainly right in saying, who is he to judge? That gays should be looked at as brothers isn't all that new. Beto, that is so typical of religion. Pretend as if women don't exist. After all, why include personal property in the discussion? He wrote, as expressed in the Catechism's paragraph 2358, this homosexual inclination, which is objectively disordered, constitutes for most of them a trial. They must be accepted with respect, compassion, and sensitivity. Every sign of unjust discrimination in their regard should be avoided. Beto, do you think that is how the church has been acting towards homosexuals? Of course not. They don't obey their Bibles, and they don't follow their catechism. So both sources are meaningless, since the only people who believe in them even ignore them. He wrote, the Pope, of course, was clever enough not to talk of homosexual acts, but only of homosexual tendency, as Catholic dogma hasn't changed down the centuries. It's all right if you are homosexual. Just don't publicly behave like homosexual. And never ever do gay sex. Beto, if a person never does gay sex, then they are not homosexual. His article continues, as the Catechism's paragraph 2359 clearly states, homosexual persons are called to chastity by the virtues of self-mastery that teach them inner freedom, at times by the support of disinterested friendship, by prayer, and sacramental grace, they can and should gradually and resolutely approach Christian perfection. Beto, Christianity is about as far from perfection as one could get. unless you include Muslims. He wrote, because if he does engage in gay sex, as the Catechism says, it will be acts of grave depravity and contrary to the natural law. And acts of grave depravity will send you straight to hell. Beto, that's a relief. If their biggest fear is being sent to an imaginary fairy world, they might as well enjoy themselves. The article said, the church cannot but condemn homosexuality as a depravity because of its dogma that everything in the Bible is the Word of God, which included books that make up the Old Testament that contain the tribal morals of a small tribe surrounded and bullied by powerful kingdoms 3,000 years ago. Beto, if everything in the Bible is the Word of God, then the unicorns are real. He said that was a time when a tribe like Israel was militarily weak, living in a rocky land, was on the verge of extinction. What bigger crime to the tribe, therefore, than for a man to waste his seed in homosexual sex? Beto, so I guess beating off wasn't looked upon all that favorably either, huh? He wrote, the Catechism, in fact, declares that a homosexual act is sinful because it closes the sexual act to the gift of life. Beto, that means that married couples must stop having sex after the woman becomes barren. Their own rules declare it a sin. No wonder Catholics don't follow anything the Church says. He wrote, contrast the Jewish taboo on homosexuality to those of dominant powerful tribes as the Achaeans of Homer, the Babylonians, as well as Philistines and Egyptians who didn't worry about their extinction and where homosexuality wasn't a big deal. Beto, if all the tribes that practiced homosexuality were beating the snot out of the one that criminalized it, maybe the Hebrews should have considered that maybe homosexuality wasn't the reason they were getting their asses kicked. He wrote, biblical scholars indeed have pointed out the two cities nuked, as it were, by Yahweh, Sodom and Gomorrah, and suffered such genocide, even children were killed in the blast, not just for wickedness in general, but because homosexuality in those two cities were as common and as accepted as in Manhattan today. Beto, you meant San Francisco. So their invisible ghost murders innocent children because some of the adults were loving the wrong people? What a great guy. He continues, according to the Bible, the Sodomites were so into gay sex that they demanded that Lot allow them to sodomize his attractive male visitors. Unfortunately for them, Lot's visitors were God's disguised angels sent by the Lord to check out if he should really nuke the city. And I can just imagine what and how they made their recommendations to Yahweh, which were, include their neighbor Gomorrah, Lord. Beto, you left out the best part. You left out the part where Lot offers his daughters to the crowd of thugs so they can rape them instead. He wrote, indeed, in the Old Testament, homosexuality was a capital offense. If a man lies with a male, as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Beto, so what's the point of thou shalt not kill? God gave us dozens of ways around that commandment, homosexuality being just one. So why did God even bother to include a commandment that Christians have ignored for 2,000 years? Remember the witches burned at the stake by Christians? Remember the Muslims murdered in crusades by Christians? Remember the disobedient children and people who worked on the Sabbath murdered by Christians? Remember all the New World Indians murdered by Christians? I wonder why Christians love to kill so much. And why is the most Christian nation on earth, the United States, the only country in the world in a constant state of warfare somewhere on the planet? I think God should have replaced that commandment with one that people would have obeyed, like, go out and have sex. Everyone would have obeyed that one. Beto writes, it's the same offense for bestiality, with the poor beast meted the same punishment. If a man lies with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. Beto, so the sheep gets killed too? Have you noticed that God doesn't really care much about innocent victims? I have. He wrote, it will be nigh impossible for homosexuality and same-sex marriages to be accepted by the Catholic Church, since this would require that it declare the Old Testament, which even commands that gays be put to death, as not really the Word of God, but tales and customs of a desert tribe thousands of years ago. Beto, good point. They would rather the world be resubmerged by an angry invisible ghost before they would admit that their fairy tales are anything other than fairy tales. His article continues, it is such an irony for a church, many of whose priests, even bishops, have been accused, many found guilty by regular courts, of the only real depravity in homosexual sex, that forced upon helpless young boys. Only in recent years have Catholic priests' sexual abuses been exposed to be of massive proportions. 3,000 lawsuits have been filed in the United States alone, with a settlement to stop these amounting to $3 billion. 8 Catholic dioceses have declared bankruptcy due to sex abuse cases between 2004 and 2012. There's even a website, bishopaccountability.org, which has a database of clergy publicly accused of sexual abuse of minors. The Pope's recent expression of concern for gays reminds me so much of a comedy skit by the late George Carlin, in which he rants like a madman. And now he quotes Carlin. And the invisible man, God, has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. Beto, that was one of the greatest comedy skits of all time, and very effective because of how Carlin's powerful humor brought home his point. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. Elephants know what it means to point to something. No training required. When people want to direct the attention of others, they naturally do so by pointing, starting from a very young age. Now researchers have shown that elephants spontaneously get the gist of human pointing and can use it as a cue for finding food. That's all the more impressive given that many great apes fail to understand pointing when it's done for them by human caretakers. By showing that African elephants spontaneously understand human pointing without any training to do so, researchers have shown that the ability to understand pointing is not uniquely human, but has also evolved in a lineage of animal very remote from the primates, noting that elephants are part of an ancient African radiation of animals, including the hyrax, golden mole, aardvark, and manatee. What elephants share with humans is that they live in an elaborate and complex network in which support, empathy, and help for others are critical for survival. It may be only in such a society that the ability to follow pointing has adaptive value, or more generally, elephant society may have selected for an ability to understand when others are trying to communicate with them, and they are thus able to work out what pointing is about when they see it. What really surprised scientists is that elephants did not apparently need to learn anything. Their understanding was as good on the first trial as the last. Elephants that were more experienced with humans, or those born in captivity, were no better than less experienced, wild-born individuals when it came to following pointing gestures. Researchers say it is possible that elephants may do something akin to pointing as a means of communicating with each other, using their long trunks. Elephants do regularly make prominent trunk gestures, but it remains to be seen whether these motions act in elephant society as pointers. The findings help to explain how it is that humans have been able to rely on wild-caught elephants as work animals for logging, transport, or war for thousands of years. Elephants have a natural capacity to interact with humans, even though, unlike horses, dogs, and camels, they have never been bred or domesticated for that role. Elephants seem to understand us humans in a way most other animals don't. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Bertrand Russell. He's been previously quoted, so I will skip the biography. Here's the quote from Bertrand Russell. "My own view on religion is that of Lucretius. I regard it as a disease, born of fear, and as a source of untold misery to the human race."
Are you ready, Greece? Start walking.